Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about Godzilla vs. Kong.
2021?
Yes. Dude, okay, so...
Like, did they... I mean, I guess it's a release date, not like whatever copyright or whatever they do, right? Because...
Right. I didn't check
this
the end credits to see...
Longly anticipated.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what the MCM... What the MCM works out to.
Yeah. Really, really anticipated. I mean, this was supposed to go like in the middle of our regular run of the show.
Yeah.
And then kept getting pushed back. Okay, right off the bat, worth the wait? Do you want to get
into it? I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
I love this movie.
You love it?
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, good.
I
you'll bring me along with you more.
Okay. Yeah. Did you go and watch the trailers after?
No, I didn't. I thought about what I was going to do. I forgot. Yeah. That was something I wanted to do.
So months ago, when they released the first trailer, I said, there's something that you're going to want from this movie. And it's the little girls. It's the little girls like...
Doll.
Twine, yeah, Kong.
Yeah. Is that in the trailer?
Yeah, it's in the trailer.
Is it what, her holding it up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cool. They make a version of that axe.
The axe look way cooler in the movie than the trailer. Like in the trailer,
yeah,
you can kind of...
like this kind of glassy red part about it.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what that was. Maybe some sort of lava or, you know, like I don't know. Some sort of mineral.
It was bone. A bone. I mean, maybe that's what Godzilla's bones are like. I don't know.
It was a bone that was like forged in lava or something.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, like, okay, so. Okay. First of all, I appreciate the runtime of this movie.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
I felt like it's
scooted along. Because, like, at one point, someone had posted that it was actually an extra hour on top of the runtime.
Right.
And we're like, what? And then it turns out that was not true.
It also feels like it may
I can't imagine they shaved an hour off of it.
Right. Well, I mean, some of the storylines felt like they were like getting to point A to point B as quickly as possible. Like the Millie Bobby Brown storyline. Like, they're just like, okay, we need to find this guy. We found him. We need to get to this. We found it. We need to get to level. And it was just like, boom, 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 boom.
Right. Which, we need to get here. Oh, why don't we just, why doesn't Millie just kind of go to a random door and choose it?
Right. And I was totally okay with that.
Right.
I did a rewatch of all the movies. I still like them all. I think
you watched them all leading up to this.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, this is good. Cause then I want to, a friend of mine was doing that too. Before he was going to sit down to watch this movie, he was going to watch all the other ones. And so I am curious as to like, how you rank the legendary monster versus movies.
It used to be easy.
Let's wait for the end. I'm curious at the end as to where it goes.
But for me, it used to be Skull Island was number one.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like the more I watch Gareth Edwards' Godzilla, the more I like it.
Yeah.
And I think that's because of King of the Monsters, where I felt like there's actually too much monster stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you kind of get monster fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And I now appreciate... I'm not waiting for Godzilla to show up. I already know.
Well, Gareth Edwards' Godzilla was what, originally number two? If Skull Island was number one,
right.
It was number
right.
two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I've been digging them. It's funny how these movies progressed.
Yeah.
I mean, this movie is full on fantasy and sci-fi.
Yeah.
Which I'm totally okay with, because like the Toho Godzilla movies were sort of kind of like that. You never knew if you got like a mystical one, Mothra.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's some parts of that I got a little bit like, this is a little Game of Thrones.
Oh, really?
This is a little when the Transformers started doing the whole thing with like the super ancient Transformers and all that kind of stuff.
I only watched the first two of those.
It was a little bit, I didn't watch them, but I just saw them in the trailers and I was like, what? I think it started getting in, leaning into that, where I started being like, I don't know.
I'm fine with it. I feel like, so they've been talking about the Hollow Earth since Kong, Skull Island.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this sort of kind of Land of the Lost, I kind of love, because
yeah, I like that too.
It kind of gives them carte blanche to do anything with that.
I mean, it's like Journey to the Center of the Earth. It's like that thing is great. Right. I like that aspect of it.
Right.
And I also like how there's no, like, there's kind of like no sky. It's like there's top mountains and there's bottom mountains.
Right.
And then you just kind of jump to the other side. That was pretty cool too.
Yeah. But it, yeah, it, man, I really enjoyed all of that stuff. It was interesting because the story revolves a lot around Kong.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure it out, and I realized that in every movie, in Gareth Edwards' Godzilla, you have like Serizawa, who's following Godzilla and kind of tells the audience what he's thinking and what he's doing.
Yeah.
Same with Skull Island, and same with King of the Monsters. You have these people, these experts that are like, oh, this is what they're thinking. In this one, we have that for Kong, but we don't have that for Godzilla. Godzilla's just kind of there.
Yeah.
So it makes Godzilla seem less
interesting.
Less of a character and more than like a force of nature.
Listen, it's like, this is like a Rocky story. This is Kong is the underdog here.
Right.
Because Godzilla, we know, outpowers him.
Right.
And he needs use more of his wits and his weapons and stuff.
But I feel like Adam Wingard, I think, who directed it.
Yeah, yeah.
Clearly, I think, a bigger Godzilla fan. Because there's two fights between Godzilla and Kong.
Yeah.
And Godzilla wins both.
Well, there's three. There's that moment where they go, round two goes to Kong. The short fight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What'd you think of Kong's look? Because I think you've seen like package designs,
but yeah,
he's got like the
there's
beard.
Definitely an aspect, like, you know how, so I try to avoid spoilers so hard, mm-hmm. and
the toys
spoiled so much, and it really kind of like when Mechagodzilla gets revealed,
right.
In the movie, I was just like watching. I felt so robbed because I was just sitting there imagining, God, if I did not know this was coming, it would have floored me the way it kind of like it pans across parts and just.
Oh,
it would have been amazing.
I love the first shot where it's like laying down and
curled up. Yeah.
And it doesn't give it away, but it's kind of like, oh, is that what I think it is?
That looks, yeah, right. I mean, the reveal on it is so great that I go, man, if I wasn't spoiled on it, it would have really been awesome. And it would have been like one of those moments, like when in the first Godzilla, and you see his back fins start lighting up, and you go, oh yeah. It would have been like that.
That's the thing, is I think all those toy leaks came out around the time the movie was originally supposed to come out. And I don't think anything could have stopped them from.
It was a long time to keep it quiet.
Yeah. Even if you watch the trailer, there's like two shots. You have to look at like frame by frame, where one of them has looking down from the Hong Kong subway, or looking up through the Hong Kong subway. And you could kind of see it if you pause it.
Yeah.
And then there's one shot where the bad guys are talking. And if you look close in the background, you can see the outline on the computer screen.
Yeah. Did you do like a frame by frame analysis for like one of your like Patreons or something?
Yeah, I did. And I totally saw that. I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. So I kind of knew Mechagodzilla was showing up, but I was sort of like, okay, is the Godzilla, because in the trailer they say Godzilla's gone rogue and Godzilla's taking out the military ships. So mm-hmm. I thought that it wasn't Godzilla and we were going to see the skin peeling off.
Oh, that would have been great. So, I would have loved it.
So that was kind of a bummer. And I was like, oh, I guess Godzilla's just a bad guy now, but not really.
Right.
It's all targeted attacks to prevent Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, we find that out. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think of the Mechagodzilla design?
I mean, it's not bad. I mean, I saw what they did, right. What they went with, like the way the hands spin, is very, why can't I think of it now? Pacific Rim.
All right.
In a way, like the rocket punch where like he jumps and then the gets propelled forward to throw the punch was pretty good. So that kind of stuff was right. It's a very modern kind of robotic design, I think.
Kind of skinny looking.
But yeah, it's very Terminator.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was looking at like Mechagodzilla designs, and it kind of does have a smaller upper body and the, of course, like the big thighs, big kaiju thighs.
Yeah, I mean, it's like this is a Mechagodzilla that no one has to actually be inside.
Right.
So in that sense, you get that.
It reminded me a little bit of Truckosaurus.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. Yeah, Mechagodzilla.
Yeah.
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 Perfect. Because we'd speculated, like, after this movie, where do we go next?
Who do you get?
Yeah.
Right. After King of the Monsters, who do you get? Oh, right. You mean specifically after this one?
What's the next step? Yeah, when we were talking about this movie before, like, I don't know, like a year ago, I'm pretty sure we're talking about, okay, the next one's got to be, if they make another movie, if they make a fifth one, it's got to be Mechagodzilla. But we didn't know that we were getting him now.
Yes, who the next enemy was going to be. Yeah. And I started coming to come up with like, all right, so we had Godzilla, King of the Monsters, Godzilla versus Kong, that I feel like the next natural progression is King Kong.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's like they each get their moment to reign, basically, was my idea. It's interesting how it got left at the end of this movie. Kind of like,
is it the opposite of the old one?
Oh, walking away in the water?
Does Kong walk away in the water in the original?
Yeah, I think he does.
Oh my God. So one of my favorite things is that Kong's heart is like slowing down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit, they're going to electrocute him like they did in the old one and made him stronger. I know he wasn't chewing on power lines, but still.
Oh, the lightning.
Yeah. 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 I still like that. That was sort of kind of a nod. Man, I'm bouncing all over.
Let's maybe, do a little more, structure. Let's try to go a little in order, maybe.
Right. I didn't take any notes and I watched it.
Oh, you didn't?
No, no.
All right.
Because I watched it once and I just sat there just watching it.
All right. So we kind of start with Godzilla in the morning montage.
Yeah, which I liked.
Do you like him scratching his butt?
Like, all of that stuff is great. Like, in Kong Skull Island, one of my favorite things is when he just attacks that octopus just to eat it. I like the day-to-day kaiju stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he goes, he showers in the waterfall.
Yeah.
We see Gia for the first time with her doll. And
she was amazing.
She was the best.
This is her only movie. And Stevie told me that she's actually deaf.
That's great.
Yeah. And Alexander Skarsgård learned American Sign Language for the role for her. So amazing. Best performance in the movie. I loved her. But yeah, Kong strips another tree.
Yeah.
And throws it into the sky. Which at first I thought, oh, are they in the Hollow Earth? But no. They have like surrounded Skull Island with a dome. Or at least part of it.
At first I imagined it was like a part of it, but maybe it is the whole thing. They built the whole wall around the whole. Yeah. Or they could have like started with like the wall.
Oh, from the first one?
Worked it from there.
Maybe.
Yeah, so it's a little clean, like the way he strips it and then he throws it and the seeing it spin as it flies. Mm-hmm. I was like we've seen him throw trees. He could have done the damage with throwing a tree without doing the full thing. I definitely feel there's an effort to make it like he's, I don't know, almost like evolving and developing more than he was like you know, whatever it was.
But I mean, it's been like
40 years ago,
35 years. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's honed his craft. and then reveal of the dome is good. I think that was pretty cool. And,
yeah, because by this point satellites would have found that island. So it might as well be under like Monarch control to keep it hidden from the world. Cause that would be hard to do. Like the sort of BS like explanation in Skull Island is, oh, there's always a storm around
it. The constant storm around it. Right. Yeah.
And that's like now in this day and age with this technology, I don't think that would fly. So yeah, them being able to cover it up.
And then that's where they talk about how like the reason that they did it is to protect Kong.
Right.
From Godzilla. Because Kong didn't show up during King of the Monsters.
Right.
So they're like, yeah, well, he wasn't there for the big battle royale. And so he were protecting him from getting involved. and then we get the opening credits, which is all about ancient enemies with like old drawings of Godzilla versus Kong from back in the day.
Right, which we saw cave drawings on Skull Island of Rodan, King Ghidorah, and Mothra.
Right.
And so I guess that tracks.
That was like Stinger. That was Stinger stuff.
Yeah. I like the opening credits. They stick with the redacted text.
Yeah, the theme is great. The and then the intro to more Hollow Earth stuff. The Lost Party gets referenced. Mm-hmm. They reference Atomic Breath in quotes, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
They also talk about a nuclear pulse coming from Godzilla, and they cut to him when he does like the kiss of death on the Muto.
Yeah.
And then there's also the Titanus Kong kind of like entry, which is kind of cool.
Right. All that. I love all that stuff. That's like one of my favorite parts of these movies.
One thing it said like based on character Godzilla created by Toho, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But I didn't notice them putting anything about like Kong being based on, you know, or anything referenced like that on at the opening credits. I wonder if it's more of a, that was for the Toho license or something.
Maybe like Toho's lending it out and Warner Brothers owns Kong.
Do they?
I don't know.
I thought Universal had him.
I don't know. I think there's shady stuff behind the rights to Kong.
Shady?
well, not shady, just like weird. I don't know. But I mean, I don't think they mentioned anything. Skull Island was Warner Brothers. And this is Warner Brothers. So I don't know. Maybe I just assumed.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, did it just... Yeah, it's like, who's got the RKO stuff?
Right. Right, I have no idea.
Anyway.
Yeah, I like the design of Kong.
Tell us in the comments.
He looks more more ashy, more gray, less brown, and he's got that beard.
He's got a bigger head.
Yeah, he's overall
like his head got really big.
He's overall bigger.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of had to.
Yeah. There is a shot, like, you know, like does the girl's making the, like, she's like working on the doll or whatever and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it cuts to, and it's like, it looks like, it's like, and then they cut to Hawaii. That's Hawaii. It's right. Like, it's just kind of like, I was like, oh, I know that. I recognize that as a Hawaiian shot.
Well, I assumed that they were living in Hawaii. Even right. I thought it was Hawaii. So did it say where they were? Was there a title card for like where they live and stuff? Because it seemed like Hawaii.
Skull Island. I mean, what do you mean?
Oh, I was talking about. Oh, I was thinking Millie Bobby Brown, because all her.
Oh,
stuff,
where they live.
Yeah.
Oh,
that also looked like Hawaii to me.
Oh no, I think they're Florida.
Oh yeah, Pensacola.
Because yeah,
that's right.
Because
right.
That's where the. Yeah.
It looked like it might have been shot in Hawaii.
I mean, they shot a lot in Hawaii. They totally could. Hawaii can definitely play Florida for the purposes of like. Taking one location out when you know you already have to get to Hawaii for other stuff.
Right. I like the storyline. I don't mind the sign language stuff either.
I thought the coward bit mm-hmm. was good. I thought the payoff on the coward bit was funny.
I loved it.
All right, we get Bernie Hayes, the podcaster. He shares in an apple that's already been bitten into in COVID times.
Yeah. Yeah. No one's wearing their mask.
There's Godzilla's got a lot of Jaws moments in this movie.
Yeah.
When he first comes in, and his first attack, goes after the
Apex building,
Apex Cybernetics, him just kind of like the way like they let the fins come up, you know, very Jaw style. And then they cut to his face and he's got like the white eyes kind of like,
right.
Like GMK. And I thought that was kind of cool in a sense of, cause like GMK was also like the mean Godzilla. Mm-hmm. So that worked for me as far as like a way of setting up, like
he's bad,
the Godzilla attitude in this particular scenario. And then there's also like a shot like out of his mouth, and you get a really like close look of his mouth, and he's got lots of like a lot of fleshy bits in his mouth that I like didn't notice before, and that was kind of cool because that looked kind of like when you're looking down the barrel of like kind of like the Shin Godzilla, the early form when he's coming out of the water, just like just really lots of flaps and folds and fleshy bits when they go into the mouth for so close.
Right. The attack at sea with the anchor grabbing onto the half a boat definitely reminded me of the barrels.
That's very the barrels. Yeah, it's totally the barrels.
And the shot where Kong is looking over the side of the boat and Godzilla pops up out of the water. Like that was in the trailer. And I was like, why don't you come down here and chum some of this shit? And then the shark pops up. Like, it totally reminded me of that. I'm like, oh, my God. Because I think I texted you. I think I texted you, like, I'm like, there's stuff in here that's very Jaws, and there's stuff, like, there's a toy thing in here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, obvious Jaws references. But the anchor pulling the top half of the battleship reminded me of the barrels, and I was like, oh my gosh, this dude loves Jaws.
Yeah, that felt clear.
Yeah. Which is fine. I love it.
What
did you think of the blue eyes?
Yeah, the lit up eyes.
Yeah.
Thought it was cool. It was GMK. But it was cool that it's not always like that. That it's like when he's like kicking in his atomic powers when his eyes go blue.
Yeah. It looks like he could charge up quicker.
It also was kind of had this kind of like feeling like, because that was like, it's like, oh, it's interesting. It's like more so than the last time. Mm-hmm. Like in the sense where, like we know in the original Godzillas, he slowly gets more and more powerful and turns into almost like a nuclear meltdown. And so right. I thought like they could be kind of like playing along with that as well.
Yeah.
That he's just going to get more and more atomic power.
And he had like some cracks. So he
can't even handle it himself.
It seems like he had some cracks in his neck that were glowing blue at points.
He had some interesting, some of the color stuff was kind of interesting. Like him in the day, him at night and stuff. And just, yeah, that was curious. It's interesting also like the toys they released for this run is basically like around Gareth Edwards' Godzilla, I think it was for that one. And they released that giant.
Right. The 3-foot one.
Yeah. And that was black.
Yeah.
The My Playthings one of the whatever we call the giant Godzilla for this season, for this movie, mm-hmm. looks like it's the exact same sculpt, just shrunk. Like they probably could have digitally shrunk the mold. Yeah, scaled it downward. Mm-hmm. Only the color scheme was blue and gray. But it's the exact same articulation, the exact same shapes and everything like that. And it doesn't match the Kong articulation. Like, it looks like they're like, oh, we have this gorilla toy. We're just going to turn him into the Kong one. We'll just add. We'll give him a new head and we'll add, like, the axe. Because just the differences in articulation between, like, the when you look at comparative sizes. Like, there's, like, three. No, there's two. I know at least two sizes of. As far as like the toys, not like the
right
collectible NECA toys and stuff.
Yeah. Like the ones you can get off the shelf.
But the guy who ends up being the pilot for Megagodzilla is a Sarazawa.
Right.
So it's like, is that his son? Or
a grandson, maybe?
Or maybe like a long lost nephew, like the fuck up nephew.
Maybe it was interesting.
The rebel nephew.
Cause it felt like they were trying to like do their version of Pacific Rim's Drift.
Right. They totally were.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you first saw that guy, did you think that like, is there a chance that guy's an exilian?
Oh no, I didn't, but.
Cause he had that kind of like that exilian leather. He had that kind of like emo leather guy kind of aspects of like that later Exilian.
You know what I want for the next one? Exilians. Bring in the planet X, have them breach the Hollow Earth, and then unleash everything and destroy all monsters.
Yeah. Destroy monsters would be great.
But in the Hollow Earth, there was a like a crawling kaiju. It was like a dinosaur. And I'm like, why couldn't that have been Baragon? Or why couldn't it have been Angulus? Like, it was so close. It was like this, as they're flying, there's like one shot of this monster. It's like, oh, you're so close.
Yeah. I was like trying to figure out, because like, isn't there's a guy who, you know, is kind of like he's kind of like a toad, that guy.
Yeah,
and I guess because like there's that one in the Peter Jackson Kong that's kind of like a snapping turtle, mm-hmm. and at first I thought like, oh, maybe they're like doing knots that like there's also those crab guys,
right? Could that be like Ebra? Can there be like a king of those, I feel like destroying all monsters.
That's a good point. But I'm sure that went down to licensing.
Right.
They're like, we can't do hey, can we have we'll have some Ebras come, and then one of the little Ebras will get eaten by a Baragon, and they don't let us have any of those.
Oh, just, you're so close.
I know.
We have
Baragon would have been hilarious.
Right, with the ears.
His ears and all that.
Like listening as they flew by. Like his ears perk up. I feel like that's what I want for the next one. Just go all out. We still have a King Ghidorah head out there that Charles Dance has. Because this looked like it was a skull. So I'm assuming this is a skull from when they used the Oxygen Destroyer. Or wait, is that the head that he got?
I think that's the head he got.
Did Godzilla eat the head?
No. Well, they collected the head.
Right.
No, but it's just time passes and the skin rots off of it. That's interesting too. The psionic link thing using the head as a communication with Mechagodzilla, kind of in the way that the Mechagodzilla from
Godzilla against Mechagodzilla, I think.
They use the
Godzilla bones.
They use the bones and they create the kind of, I don't know if they refer to it as a psionic link, but yeah. Nathan Lind apparently used to work for Monarch. And I was like, did he work for Monarch? Because he used to be Tarzan.
Was he Tarzan? He was in that Legend of Tarzan.
Yeah, that's him.
I've never seen him in anything. I really liked him.
He was good.
A friend of mine pointed out when he was,
what are the Skarsgårds?
If you notice when he's approaching Kong on the ship, he's dressed like MacGruber. With the vest and the plaid shirt and the glasses, yeah.
But I liked how he leans as forward as he can without having to step forward to shake the hand of the woman who's the daughter of the Apex guy.
Right, because he's so afraid of Kong.
Yeah.
That Kong on the boat, I loved.
Yeah.
Like, I want that. I want a little bass toy.
<of that. laughs> The system with the chains was cool too. Yeah, it was good.
Oh my god, when the boat flipped,
yeah,
that was awesome.
Yeah,
and Skarsgård like running up and trying to,
he's got to pull the lever.
Oh, all of that. So all of that underwater stuff was great. Like, I loved it. Kong totally out of his element. Godzilla obviously has the upper hand in that situation. But when Kong finally is trying to swim up to the surface and then gets onto the boat and just like barfs up all that water.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And he was eating like the handful of fish.
Yeah.
He's like scooping up that. That was gross.
That was another one of things where I go like, oh, you know what? You don't get the shot of the guy who's got to sweep his shit.
Hopefully he just hangs it over the side of the boat.
There's some curious needle drops in this movie.
I didn't mind them too much, but that one during that scene was interesting.
As Elvis.
Yeah. And the one at the beginning kind of threw me off.
I was like,
did
they pick Elvis because he's the king and they're like, we're going to find an Elvis song for it?
Maybe. Three Kings. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, King Kong, and Elvis. Maybe. I didn't mind it that much. I feel like this whole movie scooted along for me. I never felt like there was a lull.
No, there wasn't. Like, it definitely was like, because the way they would cut back to other places, and then, you know, they were so much further along when you came back to where you were.
Right. Like, this movie took place in an afternoon.
Yeah, it's like there. It wasn't so. Yeah, because like when I watched it, when I sat down to watch it again today, it wasn't anything like going, "Oh, we got to get through this part."
Right. No, it was weird. Lance Reddick.
Yeah.
He was in it for so little.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they're trying to set him up for a future movie. I don't even know if they have plans for future movies. But I was like, oh, cool. And then he was just only there for like that one scene. But yeah, maybe. Maybe he's Exilian. He would be awesome. Put him in one of those outfits.
Yeah. So they they preview this whole thing about the great war between Godzillas and Kongs.
Right. Did you want to see more Kongs?
Oh, it would have been great to have seen a Kong, or what if there was like just like a dried up mummified Kong sitting in that throne that Kong sits in, right, later.
There was that Kong statue that fell over.
Yeah, that was like, see, because like. Yeah, that's where I started kind of being a little bit like, they really gave Kong a lot of culture and architecture and stuff like that. And I was like a little, I felt that went a little far for my,
I kind of dug it
for my comfort. Yeah. Like I was like, oh, so this is basically Kong is more, caveman.
Right. Well, he did make him pretty smart. He does know sign language. Which was always kind of in the original King Kong versus Godzilla. The argument was that Kong has smarts, Godzilla's dumb.
Yeah.
So I feel like they kind of played on that a little bit.
Yeah, well, like Godzilla's like raw power, yeah. Right. And Kong had to use his wits and all that kind of stuff for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kong signs.
But I kind of, I mean, we've always known Kong is like the last one. Well, I guess Son of Kong.
Right.
But,
right.
So I'm like, oh, do I want to deviate from that? Or do I want to see more Kongs?
Well, I like how they explained that the storm wiped out all the Iwi. And yeah. So the little girl is also the last one of her people.
Right.
Bummer. Yeah. I think the one woman called Kong a monkey a little too many times.
Oh, the bad one?
Yeah, right. The bad one.
She was great. She's just, I like how, I think Stevie said, like, I hate this lady. Like, as soon as she showed up.
Yeah, it's definitely design, yeah. Yeah, when she says, like, feel free to be impressed. You go, oh, okay, so we're not supposed to like her. We know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I like that. I like the movie kind of had a shorthand.
You know what else is great in the battle scene in the sea is all the tail action. The tail, yeah. Like he shoots, he gets shot by like a jet. The tail takes out the jet. And then the tail comes down and slaps and basically slices two ships in half. Like the tail stuff was pretty great. And then the depth charges.
We laughed so hard at that because she was like, will death charges like help Kong out or whatever? And they unload
all like of the
thousands of them. Like, it was insane the amount
there's
of
no time charges. To mess around.
No, no.
And and Kong just kind of like, and Godzilla just like just keeps trying to swim down. You can see it's just like the goal is just to get down there and drown him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was something about this that was so like B monster movie. I loved when she's like, I have an idea. Shut down all the engines and electronics and Godzilla will think we're playing dead or we're dead.
And well, it's his idea. It was the other guy's idea.
But they do it, and it totally works.
Totally
like,
works.
Like, just like...
Godzilla goes, all right, I guess my work is done here.
Right. And it's like every, like, sort of, like, black and white monster movie always has... They always speculate the exact solution.
Right.
Yeah. So I appreciated that. There's like definitely like a shorthand in this movie where it's like, okay.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's like a Robo Godzilla. That's a Mega Godzilla.
Right. And I loved it because it just we all know that this is silly and dumb, and we know that the movie needs to get Godzilla and Kong separated for this part of the story.
Right.
So we're just gonna do the shorthand, say
Right.
this,
It's a
and we're good to go.
romance. So you gotta
Yeah.
start by hating each other and end up loving each other.
Oh my God. So I don't you're not on Twitter much, but a lot of people would post things saying like, let them kiss.
Yeah, I saw some Let Them Kisses. But
I
yeah,
don't
them
know.
kissing memes have existed way before this movie.
Yeah.
I think Becky once gave me a Valentine's card that was that. It's like a cartoon with them coming together like in a big city, and then they end up just like playing one on each other. So then when Skullcrawlers are back,
Right.
in these like cool like alien pod kind of tubes
Yeah.
things, and we're like, oh, that's curious. And that whole like like monorail type of that the tube system
Right.
to transport them to Hong Kong with all those skull crawlers. That was interesting. Hey, how much did you wish that when the helicopters came over the horizon that Kong would be tied to them like a marionette, like in the old movie?
I thought of that, and I also thought, how great would it be if Kong woke up seeing all those helicopters? Because we know from Skull Island he hates helicopters. It would be like his nightmare. I loved it. It was totally reminiscent of the movie, of the original movie. See, I think the original
Yeah,
movie
it's
they
cool
had
enough.
him on balloons, but his with his dangle arm and his leg kind of up, sort of wonky. Like, yeah, that's another toy I want, like a little drone, a
Yeah.
drone of helicopters that can fly a Kong laying down.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because I think there was one trailer leading up, like they would do like only 3 more days until Godzilla versus Kong, where they had that shot. I'm like, oh my gosh, are they gonna drop him on Godzilla like they did in the old movie? But they didn't. The Hollow Earth,
Yeah, so
is
then we get him to
super
Hollow Earth.
elaborate.
Yeah, I love those flying serpents.
Oh, I think they're called war bats, with the like light up wings. They look like skull crawlers, but flying. Almost those guys.
They call them war bats.
I believe so. That's what people on the internet were calling them before the movie came out.
Then what do you call the parrot bats that are in the cave?
People are saying those look like Mitch McConnell.
Okay, but that's not what they call them, I'm
No, I don't
sure.
know what they called them, but I want to say that the big sort of serpents with the like bat wings, people were calling them war bats, and they looked awesome.
Those are amazing. And yeah, at one point when he's like they cover his face with the wing flap,
Oh.
and I thought, oh, is he gonna bite through that?
He's like suffocating him. Like, it's like if you put
I
a.
wanted to see him bite a hole into that thing,
Yeah.
but then he rips the head off. Well, that was good teamwork with like the
Yeah.
guys in the ship. He rips the head off and then he sucks out the back like
A
the way
crawfish.
people eat crawfish. Yeah.
Yeah. That was great. I
Did you
loved it.
want him to suck out the back of the Mechagodzilla's head when he that out as like a callback?
I don't know what would be in there.
I want him to do that and do it again to make it Godzilla
Well,
and then spit it out because it's like gross.
I know we're not there yet, but the oil
Yeah.
that came
All
out
the
of
fluids.
Mechagodzilla,
Yeah. All
so
the
good.
hydraulic fluid and stuff. Yeah.
So good.
All the, yeah. All the slices were so great. That was good. I like that. Okay. So the whole, the stone hand when he jumps across.
Oh yeah, I like that. Where he reaches out to grab it.
Yeah, and then he goes to basically his fortress of solitude.
Dude, I listen. I love it.
Oh wait, but before that, we cut back to Megagodzilla, which is where we get to see the whole the thing with Megagodzilla and the Skullcrawler. And he basically just slices it in half with his mouth laser. All right. We call it a laser. What do you think? What?
The Skullcrawler didn't have a chance. Like, as soon as it came out, I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah. And the guy's really enjoying it. He's like, you know, like the kind of guy who like pulls legs off of bugs. Like, he's like, yeah. And just slice all completely down. Yeah. What, like, is there something we're supposed to refer to his, whatever the equivalent, because it's not atomic breath, right? But it's something, you know?
I did like
it's
that, like, it was red.
It's, yeah, like a laser. Yeah,
because I want to say in the original Toho ones it was like rainbow or sometimes blue, but
yeah,
I like that it was red, especially when they squared off.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, the Fortress of Solitude,
which I'm glad it's there because it pays off in the end. Because they're trying to find a home for Skull Island's getting too small for Kong. So the fact that now he has a home and a fortress is like kind of, it makes me happy.
But, I mean, yeah, but it's like furniture. Mm-hmm. It's like,
there's archways.
There's all these archways, and it's like, and also like there was a big battle that was fought there because he pulls the axe out of the skull.
Right.
And yeah, and it ends with like this big throne that he then kind of like sets himself on, holding the axe, just kind of like to kind of, it's clearly done for the imagery.
Right. But I was fine with it.
Okay.
I felt it was a little
more advanced than I wanted it to be. I wanted them to be kind of like just raw beasts going at it. And,
right. I don't know about the technology of putting the axe into the axe hole.
Right. And how it forms the image of Godzilla.
That was a bit too much.
Around the circle. It's interesting because Godzilla had that like temple of like the people that worship Godzilla.
Right.
It seemed like.
So who made this?
Yeah. Well, this is, I think we're led to believe that this is made by
a civilization Kongs. Of Kongs.
Yeah.
Like I said, he's pretty smart.
I feel like this is like, because I don't imagine a human race of people who worship Kong being like, and then here's a little hole where he's going to put his axe, and that's where like the power thing goes. You know, this.
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to.
Exilians?
That would be. Like pretty good,
like centuries ago,
if they could, yeah, if it ends up being ancient aliens,
yeah. A part I loved is when Kong first goes into the portal, or into the, like, to the I was gonna say Middle Earth, into the Hollow Earth, and they follow, and then we catch up to Kong just swinging from the rafters.
Yeah,
like I loved all that. I loved Kong like being excited to go in there.
They talk, yeah, it's also like the whole mythology around the skull of King Ghidorah being the whole thing about talking also how like that the necks were so long they communicated telepathically to each other.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting too, because like in the sense where you, if you remember the King Ghidorah we saw was kind of a lot goofier.
Well, the King Ghidorah, yeah. The King Ghidorah, the one head got cut off and it got replaced by a new head. And then the new head, you can tell, was kind of dumber.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they were like the Three Stooges heads.
Right.
Oh, and then what's so great is the basically Godzilla feeling the disturbance in the force that someone's accessing power, and he's so pissed he just shoots a nuclear pulse into the ground.
Oh, man.
And it burns a hole straight to the Hollow Earth.
Yeah, and everybody, like Kyle Chandler, is just staring at this happen. And it, like, I don't know if we've seen that from a Godzilla. I know Shin Godzilla points down and shoots and creates a big, you know.
Yeah, but it doesn't go through. Yeah, it shoots outward, yeah.
And then this one, he's just like...
Which this Godzilla did too. I think he does it at the first attack, he does a version of that.
Yeah.
Or he does it in the earlier, or when they were showing clips, he did it maybe. Oh yeah, actually it is. It's in the opening credits when they mention the nuclear pulse. They show him doing it in the first movie.
Okay.
And it's more like where Shin Godzilla does it, where it's like he's shooting down, but it's like spreads along the ground.
And yeah,
looks like you don't see like a hole being burned into the center of the earth like that.
And then he looks down into the hole.
Yeah, and then you realize that that's where their feet are. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then that sets up, well, okay, we get those parrot bats and, and then there's also Kong crushing the heave.
Oh,
that
was great.
The woman we don't like is
But he took a long look inside the cockpit to make sure.
Yeah. You see him go in the eye, look inside and then crush it. And you also hear like they did an ADR session where she goes, no.
Right.
Before she gets crushed.
I feel like that might have been her character might have been cut down a little bit at that moment because it's strange that they need that mineral to fuel Mechagodzilla, but they just do an upload.
Yeah.
They don't need
the mineral itself. It's something they need to. Yeah. There's something about the configuration of that energy sequence that they can recreate
right
somehow.
I feel like that was a huge storyline that may have gotten cut down.
A bit of a leap.
Yeah. Yeah. But at the same time, if they explained all that, I would have been bored.
The Kong equivalent of Mjolnir.
Yeah. That axe. So, that axe.
I guess you gotta.
Yeah. Oh, so you said you accidentally saw something in a trailer before the movie. You said you saw something, and I want to say it had to do with the axe, but I'm not sure. What did you see before?
What was it?
Was it Kong jumping up, blocking the atomic breath with the axe?
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. It was that jump across. Yeah.
That was like the big shot at the end of every trailer. Like,
oh yeah, because I said I saw him doing the thing, using it to block, and then you were like going, "Oh yeah, that's the last shot of the trailer."
Yeah.
Like you just missed fast forwarding it too soon.
Yeah.
The other thing that's awesome when he comes out when Kong goes down the hole to come up where Godzilla is, and the axe is like. The star of the movie
right.
at this point, because you see the axe come out first
and it cuts
and
that.
And then you get this really close shot of that axe. And did you see how like the straps of the axe are basically lizard leather?
I did not notice that.
If you look at the axe when it's illuminated, by the way, setting the final fight in Hong Kong was pretty brilliant because of all the color lit up buildings.
This fight is amazing.
It was beautiful, all the colors. But yeah, you see the straps are bumpy like Godzilla skin. Like it's like not only did we make this axe from the back fin of a Godzilla, then took their skin to attach it to the bone.
Yeah, like it was dangling off or something. Yeah, that was great.
I mean, it's like a strap. It's like, it's not like they ripped skin and put it like you could, it's like a strap. It's like, it was like, who knows?
They forged it
with their culture. They tanned it and made Godzilla leather. That's why Godzilla hates him so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
This fight.
So much.
Dude, I love this
fight.
So
then Godzilla does a leap attack and immediately kind of like loses the axe at first because it gets stuck in a building.
Uh-huh.
There was really great where you could tell that Kong is outpowered and he has to spend a lot of time avoiding. And just him trying to get through buildings, sometimes where the buildings are so close to each other he can barely squeeze through. But really agile jumping around and stuff. There's even one building that's like yellow that kind of looks like the Empire State Building.
Uh-huh. I like where he's jumping up on the building and you see the atomic breath cut it in half below him.
Yeah, and it starts tipping over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the humans, the good guys, they come out in that heave and almost get killed by both Kong and Godzilla and just coming out of the hole.
Right. Right. Skarsgård.
They just barely miss Kong, and then they almost go right into the atomic breath.
Right. And then down the back. Oh, that was great. How many times did Godzilla get his face pushed into a building?
Oh, by Mechagodzilla?
By everybody. Kong does it a couple times.
Godzilla
does it.
When Godzilla gets, people get the better of Godzilla, they do it by dragging him and shoving him into things.
Yeah, his face gets shoved into buildings. And there's that one shot of Mechagodzilla where it's from the point of view of an office building. And you see Mechagodzilla shove his face into one building, then a second building. And you're like, here he comes. And then boom.
Yeah. Oh man, there's also some kind of fun things they did with like stuff like Godzilla falling, and they make it as if the camera is falling with him, like you kind of like follow along with the fall stuff. But the colors in that Godzilla Kong fight was just so cool.
Just the neon with the smoke and
and it would be like green on one side, yellow on the other side, the way they would shoot across, or. Like all that stuff was so cool.
Because I know a lot of people complain about Gareth Edwards' movie being so dark. And I think it's mostly to do like realistic what it looks like in a city with the power gone. But in this one, they were just like, okay, not only is it going to be bright, but it's going to be colorful. And like almost every shot was like, it was easy to follow. Like a lot of times you'll get either shaky cam or you'll get disoriented during these fights. This one was like clear as day, like just watching Kong just try to scoot out of the way of the atomic breath, like weaving through buildings, jumping around. So great. There's a part where Godzilla bites the axe out of the building and flings it at Kong, which was also great. Like,
yeah, the axe, when the axe like digs into Kong's leg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was really, really happy with their fight.
The fight was really good. That fight was really good. Both parts of that fight were really good.
And I like the boat fight. I like all the fights in this. I like the boat fight too.
The fights were good. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, right. On the boat. Yeah, right. We didn't talk about how Kong gets two real good solid punches into Godzilla's face.
Right. And he throws an airplane like a ninja star, and then I did it, and then you don't realize there's a pilot in there,
right?
That was great. And then the pilot ejects. It's probably my favorite fights of any of these movies of the MonsterVerse, the legendary movies.
Well, yeah, because it's like the two best guys.
It is Godzilla wins.
Yeah, Godzilla wins.
And when Godzilla just yells into Kong's face, and then Kong yells back.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's but Kong's got to give up. Yeah, like Godzilla when it's got his. And that's also great because I have already bought toys, so I'm like going, oh, there, that's where he gets the scratches on his chest because my toys have scratches on his chest.
Right. Oh, that was brutal.
And then like when he's just standing on stepping on his chest and he's like on, you know, it's like he's like, give.
Right.
It's like
say uncle.
Damn it, fine, I give. damn it.
Yeah. Then the Mechagodzilla fight.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, so yeah. Oh. So we got to watch Godzilla just getting destroyed by Mechagodzilla for a while. And then the whole thing having to convince Kong goes, no, 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 he's not the bad guy. It's the other guy.
Right.
He's like, what?
And then the Millie Bobby Brown, they're trying to shut down Mechagodzilla, and I didn't want them to shut him down because I want Godzilla and King Kong to beat him up.
Well, I was trying to figure, but it's like, they didn't like shut him down fully. There's like, basically it was something weird. Like they cut off a source of power. So then he just was, just on his own brute strength. He didn't have the extra,
like the hydraulics worked, but not the electronics.
Yeah. Or the, whatever the laser bit stuff.
Yeah. The spinning tail going up against Kong's face was great.
Oh, right.
I like that. And then Kong, I mean, I kind of saw it coming and I was really excited when it happened. But Godzilla charging the axe, that was awesome. When Godzilla,
I don't know why they did it, but yeah, it's a lot to accept,
right? But I mean,
but by this point, yeah, of course, it's gonna happen.
When the axe is charged. And Kong starts taking out Mechagodzilla.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
And he just hacks the arms.
And
all of the goo flying everywhere. All of the hydraulics. Yeah. All of the oil. It's essentially, it's blood. Like, it would be so gory if it was red.
In the same way, like, when he rips the head off, there's, like, the hangy part of, like, kind of like...
the spine.
Kind of like, yeah, like the spinal column.
Yeah. So King Kong's kind of the hero of the movie, but he can't really beat Godzilla.
Right.
So you kind of have it both ways, I guess.
Yeah. And like Godzilla, you know, it's kind of like, are they going to now fight? And then King Kong drops the axe.
Yeah.
And that is enough for Godzilla. To be like, all right, fine. You rule the land, I'll rule the sea or something.
Right. Well, I mean, are they going to have to fill that hole in Hong Kong that goes to Hollow Earth?
I don't know. The whole goal was to find Hollow Earth.
Can they like build like a sort of a shrine around that hole in Hong Kong that like only King Kong could like go in and out of?
I don't know. They're going to build like an elevator to
perfect
get down.
Tunnel. A Kong tunnel or a Kong elevator.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good place to like access.
Right.
Access it for when they had to go and build the new Kong observation deck.
Right. Oh man. I like it a lot. I didn't mind the sci-fi stuff or the fantasy stuff. I'm just glad that it wasn't boring and that the fights
were good.
It wasn't
boring.
Yeah, because, I mean, I was like, I was really, really anxious because...
Listen, they definitely went for something. They went like, we're going to be bold and come up with a whole history of a war of Godzillas and Kongs with weapons and culture. Like these gorillas had a bunch of
a lot of the stuff I was seeing.
It's kind of, it was, you know, it was kind of like it's like the Alien versus Predator mythology.
Yeah,
where you know, like the Predators are like the smart one, and you know they just they like to hunt the aliens or whatever for practice or whatever the premises.
There was reviews coming out before time where they would say stuff along the lines of, oh, the, you know, the monster action is great. The human story is all right. You know?
Yeah. Well,
that's always how it is. But I was really entertained by both storylines for the humans. I think that the characters were fun on both
it's
sides.
It's tricky because it's like, you know, they're like, you know, you, they're like, we know what you want is a, just a big drag out fight between these two giant monsters, but we can't do that for the whole movie.
No.
So we need to come up with something in between and to create things that link scenes. And so they have to make a choice, and they went pretty bold.
Right.
You know what? There was in the closing. Did you notice anywhere where there was like a clip from Lethal Weapon 2?
No.
It's in the credits.
Okay. Maybe it was like on a TV in the place where they were trying to find the bleach guy.
I don't know. Yeah, cuz I was like looking at, cuz like they had you know, clips that said like, you know, the from Godzilla King of the Monsters, Kong Skull Island, and Lethal Weapon 2. And I was like, what?
That's great.
I missed that.
That's great. Yeah, I didn't see that. I only watched it the once, but I'm excited to watch it again. I'm hoping maybe, I mean, I'm going to be vaxxed up pretty soon. I might go find an IMAX and watch it on IMAX. It is weird watching it for the first time at home.
It is a bummer that, I mean, there's definitely like someone had a review saying like, you should see it on the biggest screen you can.
Right. Right.
I mean, yeah, the fights are epic. And like, yeah, you could, yeah, I did like, I turned out the lights. I made popcorn. And I told Becky to put my phone on silent because
I put my phone on silent.
And I tried to make a bit of a ceremony of it. And I got those like those LED lights that light up the back of your TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does it match up pretty well?
It's a nice touch. They're just set to blue right now.
Oh, okay.
You know, I wonder, cause like there's nothing that actually like links to what's on the TV. These are just like a strip of like three strips of LED lights, but there is one that cycles through the colors. And I was like, oh, that would be cool to kind of run the fight in Hong Kong with the colors cycling behind the TV as well.
Yeah.
Monkey did not go crazy and bark every time Kong showed up on the screen either.
Respect.
Yeah, because he usually barks so much at everything.
So leading up to this, my ranking is Godzilla, Skull Island, then King of the Monsters in order. That's, I'm not going to say diminishing returns, but that's how I rank them now. Godzilla versus Kong, I put in number one.
Number one.
I loved it. I loved it so much. Because I love Skull Island. I love Godzilla. This has both those guys in it. I think the fights were the best of all the movies.
The fights are amazing.
And, I mean, Skull Island is just an amazing movie to look at.
Yeah.
And that helicopter sequence still might be one of my favorite sequences. But this movie... I love this movie. It was a lot of fun. Not top five. I don't know if we're still doing that, but I wouldn't put it in my top five. But I thought it was great. I can't wait to watch it again. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I swayed you or changed your mind, but I feel like there's so much crazy stuff. No,
It's just a little bit of the Godzilla head culture stuff is a little for me. And like the magical being this. The magic is right. a bit more than I was hoping for.
I feel like Toho movies, I don't like the magical ones. Those usually surround like Mothra, but this one definitely had that feeling. But I enjoyed it, and it was very, very sci-fi heavy.
Yeah. And yeah, it's basically Highlander.
And Mechagodzilla is cool. And
fun
sort of final boss for these guys. Because you always know, like, you know the good guys, your favorite characters are going to fight against each other, and then they're going to come and fight a common enemy.
So, yeah, I feel like this, I'm not going to really know how I feel about this movie right away.
Yeah.
There's a lot I need to kind of like come to terms with and be like, okay, now you know what this movie is. Mm-hmm. And see if, you know, see what I think further down the line, as like when this movie is more of a memory and it's like, okay.
Right.
Huh. That part was cool. Like, oh, I think I'm going to give this another watch again, kind of like that. Like, of all the movies right now, of these movies, I was started wondering about, because I didn't watch any of the old ones again, but I was like, it kind of makes me want to watch the first Godzilla again.
Yeah. They're all in 4K now, so they're going to look as good as they can look. Watch them again. They're good. Skull Island, I think I've watched the most. But I'm really coming around on that Godzilla movie. Because you kind of know what it is now.
I was like talking to a friend of mine I went to high school with. We were talking about, because he did what you did. He was going to do a marathon. He was doing a marathon, but he was starting with Skull Island.
Oh, so chronological? I think
he was trying to go chronological. And then, because I wanted to ask him the same thing. Like, how do you rank them now? And, but then he'd never seen Shin. And I was like, oh. You should watch Shin.
Yeah.
See what you think of Shin. Then I started going down a Shin rabbit hole of it was like someone that kind of starts doing a deep dive on the different Shin forms.
Mm-hmm.
And like they had like oh, you know, I think it's like the Shin when he's out of the water and he's I mean, I think that they refer to that as second form.
Right.
And I was like, oh, because first form is the big tail sticking out of the water.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay. And then they go into like the suggested future forms that he gets more and more human. And I was like, man, that gets really out there.
Yeah, that movie it's tough to tell people to watch it because it's awesome, but there's so much boardroom stuff.
Yeah, I know. I'd be like, I don't know. We'll see if he, because I think HBO Max has got a bunch of Godzilla movies.
Right.
And because I was telling him, oh, by the way, because yesterday TCM was playing a bunch of Godzillas and Kongs and Rodans, and all these movies were being played last night or yesterday, and I was like, oh, there's all these movies. And he's like, yeah, those are all on HBO Max too. I was like, oh, they are? Okay.
Then oh, because I think HBO Max has Criterion, right?
Ah, okay.
Or some. Which I haven't watched All Monsters Attack, but we'll see about that. The Japanese version of Godzilla's Revenge.
Right. We talked about that might be one of our, also another one of our comeback episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. I love, like, I was so afraid this movie was going to disappoint that I was waiting for it to tick me off and it never did. So I think that's why I enjoyed it so much. But I understand what you're saying. Let time pass. Because I feel like I actually like King of the Monsters less now than I did originally. I feel like the sort of family dynamic stuff.
Yeah.
Is kind of like, I don't feel like watching that. And then there's monster fatigue, even though I like the designs of all the Rodan and Mothra. And,
Yeah.
So it's kind of just like, I don't know. It just kind of felt the bottom for me recently. But I think the other ones are just so good. I think, yeah. They're all unique. They all have their own flair. But yeah, did you see they reopened the Chinese theater in Hollywood?
Oh, they did?
Yeah, and they had Gareth Edwards, Jordan Vogt Roberts, and Michael Dougherty and Alex Wingard cut the ribbon for the
reopening. Oh, they opened it for this. Yeah. I remember reading articles where they said this movie is going to play in more theaters than there have been since COVID started.
Right. Yeah, and I'll go see it as soon as I'm good to go. I'm going to IMAX.
Yeah, a friend of mine's vaccinated. He was going to go see it somewhere big. Yeah, I think over the weekend.
Oh, just, you know what? Just for the sound.
Yeah.
Just for the sound alone. Yeah, I heard some Star Wars sounds in there.
Were they doing the bum, 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 bum? Were they doing...
A little bit.
It was like a version of that.
Yeah. They leaned to that heavily in the last movie, but not as much in this one. Which is okay. But... Yeah. Not top five for you?
No.
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 I think our top fives are locked in, right? And our top tens, we're all locked in.
I don't think we're gonna address that again.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything out there that would warrant it. I mean, it'd have to blow our socks off.
Right.
And then nothing for this MonsterVerse, no post-credit sequence.
Yeah, no stingers. It kind of felt like, all right, we're going to put this to bed for a while.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad.
Right. But hopefully it does well. Hopefully, HBO Max's numbers go up or whatever it has to do to warrant another one.
Yeah, I wonder.
Exilians, let's do it. Because they've done like a sort of a found footage movie, I guess, at the first one. They did a war movie. They did a, I don't know, whatever King of the Monsters was. And then they did this like sci-fi fantasy. So it's time to do a full-on Western. Alien invasion. Oh, Western? Give Kong some six shooters.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So that's all I have. I don't have anything else. But I'm glad. I mean, it's like, I'm glad there's going to be more kaiju stuff. Like, it makes me glad. I know there's like a Pacific Rim show coming out, and who knows if there'll be more, but I would say just stay subscribed. Anyone listening to this? Because you'll never know when we pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We like this setup. We're not going to make any promises.
Right.
But it's never know. You might get a surprise.
It's been nice. Kind of nice. Like, I don't have to, like, edit every other Sunday. And then for a while there, I was like, oh, shit. Like, I would be like, oh, no, I got to get the show out. Because we did it, like, 4 years straight. And so it was like a routine every other Sunday. I would have to make sure I get it edited and up. And then now that that's not there, I would like every once in a while on Sundays, I'd be like, oh shit, I got to get the show out.
Oh yeah.
So it's been kind of like, okay, breathe. It's okay. And then, so yeah, I'll get to edit this one and get anxious again. But yeah. Yeah, we'll see when the mood strikes us.
Yeah.
And I mean, I just said Invincipod. I have a new show, Invincipod. KaijuPod.com is still there. And you'll have links to all our episodes. What's great is people have been like, friends have been texting me, oh, I watched Godzilla against Mechagodzilla. I'm like, oh, cool, listen to our episode. Like, that's what's fun about the way we did the show is they're all pretty self-contained.
Yeah.
So whenever like a listener just happens to watch a movie, like, we'll have an episode for you sitting there. So that's kind of fun. I should go back and listen to them. Cause I kind of went, it's funny, like a couple weeks after we stopped doing the shows, they put a bunch of Criterion Godzillas on sale on iTunes. And I watched like six or seven of them in a week. I was just watching one a day. I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, oh, I thought I was taking a break from this, but I couldn't. I had to watch them. And then I started watching some Gamera movies again. So I don't know.
When I saw these things pop up on TCM, I just set them to record, and I was like, I recorded Rodan. And the 70s Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, as like, you know, I might want to just kind of, these are Japanese subtitled.
Oh, cool.
The ones that, just from what I, cause I got, went, cause it was on last night. So after we finished, Godzilla versus Kong and it went back to the regular TV, it was Godzilla versus Mothra was on.
Oh, and, awesome.
And I was like, oh, look at that. It's all subtitled.
Yeah, I want to check out Rodan because I think the copy I have wasn't very good when we watched it. And I still love that movie. So I'd like to see sort of a better version. And I think that's on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does, because TCM is on there too, part of HBO Max.
Oh, okay. That would explain it.
So, yeah. Cool. Maybe I'll watch Rodan again. I can't, like, you'd think I would take a break, but I kind of just keep rewatching this stuff. I should find new things. I think the only new thing I watched since we took the break was Konga, and I didn't care for that. But, I mean, if you're ever in the mood to watch Konga, I'll do an episode.
Yeah, I mean, there was I'm in the mood just to watch it to have seen it.
Yeah.
There was another thing that TCM did at one point where it was like all these gorilla movies. And I was including like the Marx Brothers at the Circus, which I'm assuming is going to have a guy in a gorilla suit in it.
Right.
And so I was like, huh. No, so it was like, you know, I was like, oh, I'm just going to tape all these and watch them on some point.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's like there was like, it's like, did we ever talk about it? Like, there's this moving off topic just because of being fans of gorilla stuff is the that there was a period of time in like the 50s, I think, where they used gorillas a lot in comic book covers.
No.
Yeah, there was like this thing. I don't know. I don't know how I knew about this, but it was like. If you put a gorilla on the cover of your comic book, like, I don't know, like, whatever, the hero's got to fight a gorilla or something with a gorilla in it, you sold more copies. Like, people were really into gorillas during that time.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So have you just been doing, like, a deep dive on gorilla comic book covers?
No, I mean... You can, but I haven't recently. This is something that's been something I've known for a bit. Like, I sometimes do. I do look for, like, old comic depictions of gorillas sometimes, looking for, like, artwork to lift for, like, screen printing and things like that. But
like those adventure magazines where they had, like, the painted covers with.
Yeah. Oh, but I think more – I look more for, like, the inside, like – because, like – the there's more separation in the colors,
right?
And sometimes there's those, like, that cool, like, that pixeled kind of look from printing that just kind of, like, you know, you can create cool screen prints for, like, t-shirts and stuff like that out of it. Using a painting, it's hard to separate the colors because they're just, you know, they're blended more,
right?
But like a comic book cover is more like, yeah, it's just a lot more solids and not as much like shading and variance.
I seem to remember like a Flash. That's great. Well, obviously the Flash had Gorilla Grodd. So I was going to say, I remember a Flash cover with a gorilla. Of course there is. One of his main villains is a gorilla.
Yeah. It's so funny. Like, cause like, at my wedding, there was a moment I had like the groom's people, put on, chimpanzee masks, and I put on a gorilla mask, and we took some photos like that.
Right.
And so I was, in my office, I have a section above my bookshelf. That's, it's a bunch of my masks on like, various styrofoam heads and stuff. And a friend of mine, she worked at a salon and they were getting rid of a bunch of their, like, they're like kind of like mannequin head and shoulders for like, wigs. So I put, I use that now. I put a bunch of my masks on those instead of using styrofoam. And some of the gorillas, you can see the mannequin's eyes to move them.
Oh, that's not creepy at all. Oh, man. You need to do something about that. All righty.
All right, cool.
You ready? Yeah, so we'll be around. Do we have a sign-off? We never really had a sign-off, huh?
Yeah, we do. Until next time.
Oh, shit. I completely forgot. I was so, like, all week, I've been like, okay, how do we start the show? I say, welcome to Kaiju Pod. I'm Ralph. You say your name, then I say
I forgot about the opening, because I was like, oh, shoot, I have to say the year.
Well, crap, until next time, I don't even know. I'm like, next time doesn't even, jeez Louise, we did it for 4 years. You think I would remember? I'm like, next time usually pertained to something that was coming up. No, it pertained to something in the movie.
In the movie.
Yeah. So, duh. Yeah.
Oh man, you were reaching out for what's going to happen next time?
Yeah. Yeah.
It has been a while, dude, for you.
Yeah, I know. When did we, it's been what? 3-4 months? 4 long months. Still in this pandemic.
All the months are long right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So until next time, I'm going to go buy some bleach.
I want to go ride on that weird monorail tube thing.
Ooh, it reminded me of that show Mask. Matt Tracker.
You get reminded of that a lot.
I have like a bunch of Mask toys sitting in front of me. Because he goes from his mansion to the Boulder Hill secret lair.
A toy sitting in front of me.
You what?
I have a Gorilla Grodd toy sitting in front of me.
Oh, really?
I haven't read any Gorilla Grodd storylines as far as like Flash goes, but I bought some toys just because he's a gorilla.
Gorilla, yeah. It's got like the headpiece on.
No, this one's just like the Mego Gorilla Grodd. Oh, okay. So he basically looks like a Bigfoot. He's got like a fursuit and a rubber head.
Oh, I'm going to have to look that up. That sounds great. I bet you kids would play with that with their Planet of the Apes Migos.
Yeah, these are the naked ones.
All right.